to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, hello, Cerebral Citizens. Welcome to the Empower Your Thinking podcast with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery as we uncover the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. We began on our last time together a powerful, insightful, thought-provoking series entitled The Power of Silence, Harnessing the Strength in What We Don't Say. I know that's challenging for some of you, but all things are possible through Christ, huh? That strengthens you. That's it. And so we are going further. We're going deeper. We're going to bring part two as well as the conclusion of this series, this episode, The Power of Silence. So let's continue our exploration of the transformative power of shutting your mouth at the required, the appropriate time. Having looked at the foundational aspect of silence in decision making, conflict, and listening, we'll now delve into how silence can help us maintain peace, master self-control, and reflect on our growth. So those are the three main objectives and our outcomes that we are after as we unpack part two of The Power of Silence. We are looking to maintain our peace through silence, master self-control through silence, and reflect on our development, on our growth through silence. All right? So let's look at silence, the power thereof when provoked. How do you unleash the power of silence? How do you activate the power of silence when provoked? Glad you asked. When you're provoked, when I'm provoked, when we're provoked, it's tempting to respond with words, catch this, that defend, justify, or escalate the conflict. All of us are guilty of this. However, silence in these moments allows us to choose, number one, peace, number two, maintain our dignity, and number three, preserve our mental and emotional well-being. Proverbs 15:1, write down this scripture reference. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath. It deters wrath. It reroutes wrath. A soft answer does that. But the B portion of Proverbs 15:1 says this, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So choosing silence or responding calmly rather than reacting aggressively, I know some of you can only say ouch, and Lord help, all right? But choosing silence or responding calmly rather than reacting aggressively can diffuse potential conflict. Silence can break the cycle of aggression. The cycle of aggression. There are many of you listening under the sound of my voice. You're not aggressively responsive because you like to be and or you even want to be. It's a cycle. It's a generational cycle, a generational bondage, a generational curse that you have yet to, in some instances, recognize and confront. And you can't confront what you have not recognized and or identified as an issue, as a concern, as something that needs to be addressed. And so silence, it breaks the cycle of aggression, leading to more peaceful resolutions and preserving our peace of mind. Oh, that's good. That's good. I know this is helping many of you. And I want to hear from you. When I conclude today's episode, I'm going to inform you of how to contact me, how to connect with me, and let me know how this particular episode in this new year has empowered and impacted your life. So now let's talk about the strength of silence in self-control. The strength of silence in self-control. Silence is one of the most effective ways, believe it or not, contrary to popular opinion, silence is one of the most effective ways to cultivate self-control. By mastering the ability, catch this, to hold your tongue. James talks to us in depth and in length about the power, the deadly power that is contained within our tongue. It's a small organ of the body, but it is powerful. James talks to us about who can tame it. The tongue starts fires. You can literally scorch and burn someone with the words that you release over them and to them. You remember the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's a lie. I remember saying that as a child to my peers, to my friends, to my frenemies. But even then, I knew that wasn't true. I couldn't articulate and or explain intelligently why that statement wasn't true. But I knew it wasn't true because things that were said to me hurt me. Things that were said to me, it damaged me. Things that were said to me changed my perspective as it pertains to how I saw myself, how I thought about myself. So mastering the ability to hold your tongue is a powerful thing. In doing so, we gain control over our reactions and emotional responses, which positively impacts our overall behavior and interactions. Yes, I have more scripture because this podcast is about empowering your thinking, primarily empowering it by the word of God. And of course, you know, we give practical tools and we give practical, we teach practical principles in conjunction with scriptural. We're balanced here on this podcast, huh? But I want you to write down this scripture reference, Proverbs 21 and 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Oh, you need to have that scripture in your scripture repertoire. Proverbs 21, 23, whoever guards his mouth, knowing how to steward your mouth, learning how to steward and govern your words, because words, catch this, words create worlds. Words create worlds. Proverbs says to us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. It does not say life and death is the power. It says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So the question is, what's the power that the tongue possesses? The answer, creativity. The tongue possesses the power of creativity, the ability to create. We were made in the image and in the likeness of God, and God spoke the world into existence. Just as God, our words create worlds. And so when you know that, when you understand that, you gain significant insight as to how, or rather as to why, learning how to guard, govern, steward your mouth and your words are essential to your life and to the life of those you encounter, you interact with. Proverbs 21:23, again, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Now, I just found it interesting that trouble is plural. You keep your soul from troubles when you learn how to guard and govern your mouth. Choosing silence when tempted to speak out of anger or frustration demonstrates self-control. It's one thing to say you have self-control. It's another thing to demonstrate it, to appropriate it, to display it, to show it. How many of you actually have mastered the art, the discipline of self-control? See, being pressured and/or coming under pressure will either contradict or validate your statement of having self-control. Because if you don't have self-control, if you have not mastered your emotions as it pertains to leading them and controlling them, nothing better than pressure will disclose the truth. So choosing silence when tempted to speak out of anger or frustration demonstrates self-control. It protects us from unnecessary trouble and emotional fallout, helping us maintain a composed and thoughtful response to challenges. See, many of you had multiple emotional fallouts last year, but this is your year to end the emotional fallouts. How? By learning how to harness the strength in what you don't say. Learning the power of silence. Oh, this is good, 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 good. Now, let's discuss how silence as a tool for reflection and personal growth is utilized. All right. Silence offers the rare opportunity to pause and reflect. And I want you to say that with me. Come on. Silence offers the rare opportunity to pause and reflect. Now say it again while you're writing it. Silence offers the rare opportunity to pause and reflect. Very good. In today's fast-paced, upbeat world, taking time to be still is essential for self-awareness. It's essential for growth, and it's also essential for alignment with one's true intentions. Now, let me rewind that, back it up, and say it again, because this is a significant and crucial point that I want you to get. All right. We live in a fast-paced world. We live in a society where we are conditioned to move. We are conditioned to, in going after something, obtain it immediately, expeditiously. Everything about our current society and world is fast pace. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and get it. Hurry up and don't do nothing with it. But hurry up. But I want you to understand that taking time again to be still. Remember, even in our last episode, we talked about the significance of pausing and reflecting as it pertains to what has transpired and assessing the situation, not making impulsive and or emotional rash decisions. All right. Why is this important? Because when you do that, you are making you're positioning yourself to develop self-awareness skills. All right. Taking time to be still, it is essential for self-awareness, for growth, and alignment with our true intentions. This helps us evaluate our decisions. And not only evaluate our decisions, but also evaluate our course of action. Okay? Psalm 46 and 10. Psalm 46 and 10. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. That's a struggle. That's a challenge for many people to be still, to deactivate yourself, to slow your mind down. I didn't say as in Asiatic religion, Buddhistic practices to empty your mind. No, Jesus never encouraged us to empty our mind, to dump our thoughts. He encouraged us to think on specific things. He encouraged us to ever concentrate and focus on him, because he is the essence and the basis and the core of our peace. He will keep you, the scripture says, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So in being still, I'm not advocating for what Eastern Asiatic religions teach, such as yoga, how to empty your mind and dump your thoughts and all of that foolishness. No, but you have to learn how to settle yourself and not be emotionally led and or driven. But again, Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that he is God. Be still enough so that God can speak to you. Be still enough, settle yourself enough so God can give you instructions, so God can give you directives, so God can tell you what to do and how to do and when to do it, where to go, who to connect with, where not to go, who not to connect with. Embracing silence for reflection helps us better understand our values, helps us better understand our actions, and it also helps us better understand our goals. Oh, this is some good teaching here. Regular periods of stillness. I want you to catch this. Regular periods of stillness encourage introspection, taking that inward internal look, assessment. Regular periods of stillness encourage introspection. Stop pointing that finger outward all the time as it pertains to blaming others and passing judgment. Learn how to turn that finger inward and have a moment of introspection, asking yourself the hard questions. How did I contribute to this foolishness? How did I contribute to this debacle? What was my participation? Taking that introspective look guides us toward more purposeful and intentional living. Live intentionally. Live purposefully, not haphazardly, not coincidentally, not impulsively. All right. Now, this has been powerful. It's been insightful. This particular episode, within this second half, we explored the strength of silence in moments of provocation, mastering self-control, and using it as a tool for reflection and personal growth. I want you to understand, silence, again, is more than an absence of words. It's a conscious, strategic choice that empowers us to respond with clarity, make better decisions, and align with our deeper purpose. I believe that you found and or will find these insights useful and, of course, empowering. I encourage you, dear hearts, my cerebral citizens, I encourage you to incorporate the power of silence in your everyday life and watch your life evolve, blossom, and bloom to the next level of God's best for you. I want you to share this episode, share this series, The Power of Silence, harnessing the strength in what we don't say. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Wasn't it powerful? Be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. For more updates, follow me on Instagram. Come on over to IG and connect with me at I Empower Lives. Visit my website at ctjohnson.org. And I encourage you to email me your questions and or comments about today's or any episode. And you can send your email to info@ctjohnson.org. That's info, I-N-F-O, at ctjohnson.org. Until our next episode, remember that a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. This is CT Johnson. I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.